Who's to know if your soul will fade at all? The one you sold to fool the world.
Kicking ass and taking names since the Wisconsin uprising. Dom and Kreutz are the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I say goodbye to my pal Dominic, and I welcome back P. Dominic Salvia Esquire from the People for People People Corporation. Find them online at p4ppc.org. And Dom, pardon me, Mr. Salvia, it's been some time since we've had you on the show. It's been some time since the P4PPC felt it necessary to do some educational messaging here in the state of Wisconsin. But you're back, baby. So what would be the topic of the newest campaign from the People for People People Corporation?
Well, Michael, thank you very much for having me back once again. Brian, good to see you as well. I really appreciate the opportunity. You know, here at the People for People People Corporation, we are a registered 501c3, totally legitimate charitable organization. And our mission is to truly educate the people. That is why we exist. And thanks to the donations of our very, very special donors, we've been able to, you know, raise some funds to get some more messaging out to educate the voters.
Well, let me make a small note. My understanding is we'll never know who the donors are, Dom, Mr. Salvia. They remain entirely anonymous. They are shielded from public purview.
Yes, that's
the
absolutely
donors
correct.
To the P4PPC.
Yes, your tax-deductible, anonymous, uncapped, personal, and or corporate donation enables us to meet our goals and improve conditions and, you know, fund the mission.
Well, that's some sweet, sweet dark money.
It certainly is. It certainly is. Tax deductible, very key. So as such, you know, we have finally, you know, coming around after the COVID, got our things together, and we're super happy to roll this one out. Our production team is one of the best. Literally Hollywood stars helping us out on this. So if you would, please, let's hear the new one from the People for People People Corporation.
I've already guaranteed this will be my last term. I'm doing this because I want to solve these problems.
Was it problem solving when you blocked COVID relief or when you downplayed the insurrection?
I want to do it because I'm so concerned about the direction of this country. I've got something to offer.
Like becoming a hydroxychloroquine salesman?
I'll go home with a smile on my face realizing I'd left it all in the field.
You must be exhausted.
6 years from now, I'll for sure be going home.
We'll hold you to your word, Senator. Go home.
This message was paid for by the People for People People Corporation. Donate online at p4ppc.org.
Mr. Salvia, I'd like to take a little credit for this source material for this People for People People Corporation advertisement.
Yes, sir. Yes.
In that very sound is an exclusive presentation. That sound is from an appearance by Ron Johnson on the Devil's Advocates radio show. In fact, October of 2016, he said it right here.
He said it right here, and thanks to you, the Devil's Advocates, and certainly your radio stations, to allowing me to get into this, and allowing us to really shine a light on what the current senator has said on your program. You have quite a library of interviews and interactions with the current senator from the great state of Wisconsin. I would encourage everyone, you know, go check it out on any of your websites. But there is a plethora to choose from, and we are very pleased to roll out our new campaign educating the not only the voters from the great state of Wisconsin, but certainly the voters in this country and around the world. Make sure you check us out at p4ppc.org, p4ppc.org. We have links up there. Your tax deductible, anonymous, uncapped, personal, and or corporate donations are always welcome.
P. Dominic Selby, I should clarify for the sake of the audience, your appearance here is as a sponsor, and this messaging will play out here on Devil Radio. But if you didn't pay us, we wouldn't have you come round.
Is it pay to play?
Not pay to play, certainly. It's pay to message on Devil Radio and the People for People People Corporation.org. Well, they're messaging again, so apparently the checks must be coming through. We appreciate you doing so. We appreciate your fine sponsorship. Again, find them at P4 ppc.org and let the sweet, sweet dark money roll again, because the messaging, it's starting anew.
Yes, it is. Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, everybody. We appreciate it.
Goodbye, P. Dominic Salvia Esquire. We'll have a, you know, we'll invite Dominic Salvia back in shortly.
Yes, yes.
Hey,
wow.
Welcome back, Dom. Hey, you always miss that you. Bizarro Dom guy.
he has a lot to say, and he's quite dashing.
I find him less so.
It's a lot different with glasses.
You know, to some, that may seem like kabuki theater, but, you know, it's exactly as we were advised by our fine counsel. You know, you got to wear one hat at a time. And Bizarro Dom, you know, is wearing a different hat today.
P. Dominic Salvia Esquire.
Dick from Madison, welcome back to the party, man. How you doing?
Hey, Dick.
Can't hear you, Dick. Oh, still can't hear you. Ross from Boscoville. Welcome, Ross.
Hey, Ross.
Hey, guys. I like that. I like the P4 messenger. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. So my predicament are the problem that I have, and I need your guys' opinion, is that sometimes I feel like I really lean to the left on issues like health care and maybe sort of like police reform and some other issues. And other times, at my age, I'm still kind of like what I think of as a moderate. And it's not easy being a moderate in Madison because you can get kind of picked on from the left. There's not many people on the right to do it.
Like, what would you consider, Ross, a moderate role or a moderate position that you would take?
Right. So this is where I'm going. So the whole Manchin thing, what I'm looking at for the Democratic Party to survive or to kind of continue on, Biden's going to need some victories. And what I worry about is if we're trying to accomplish things in which the right will never participate, and they're saying no. I'm wondering if we would be better to just take what little we can get from the Republicans and then just call it a victory. And so that in 2 years or in 4 years, that when comes time for reelection, that people will sort of say, you know, that Biden guy, he got some stuff done. Even though people on the left might sort of kicking the dirt, going like he's a sellout or he didn't try hard enough. What do you guys think about just letting Manchin sort of almost be the point of the spear and finding out what we can get done with Manchin and with the Republicans and then call it a victory?
Well, here's my thought, Ross. That feels a lot like letting a Republican order the pizza. And you know, the pizza, the compromise pizza, is going to have like black olives and anchovies. And you might call it pizza, but it's going to be unpalatable to most. So why not get a progressive pizza? You know, maybe veggies only, but you could load them up. It's going to have lots of veggies. It's going to be a tasty pizza. Extra cheese, thick crust.
Come on, man. If you let the Republicans order the pizza, they'll just take the money and run, dude. They're not going to work with us, Ross. I think that's the point. We just saw that in this most recent bill. They won't even bring up for debate the People Act. For voting reform. Won't even debate it, Ross. They're not going to engage in governance.
You know, Donald Trump's not going to tip the delivery boy, but Melania will. Come back, more Devil's Advocates, the happier 4 o'clock happy hour, the hump day edition.
Don't ask me to get inside the mind of a liberal progressive socialist Marxist.